Okay, today we're doing Dav Zayin Amud Beis. We're at the top of Dav Zayin Amud Beis, and Dav Zayin Amud Beis has eight different statements of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That's if you had to summarize what Zayin Amud Beis is about, not really about anything in particular, but it's all Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Miyom Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Zalim Lo Yadam Shkar Le Kodesh Baruch Hu Adon Ad Sheba Avraham. From the time that God created the world until Avram came along, no one called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. Until Avram came, Vekaro Adon. Avram came along and called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. Shenemar Vayomer, as the Pasuk says, and what's the Pasuk over there? In Bereishis says Vav, Vayomer Adon, right? Elokim Bama'ed HaKirashanu. When Avram asks God, how do I know that I am going to inherit the land of Israel? Amar Rav, Af Daniel lo ne'ena ela b'shvil Avraham. Even Daniel was only answered because of the zchus of Avraham Avinu. Shneamar, v'atash ma'alokenu el tefilas avdecha ve'el tachnuna v'arpanecha mekdashcha shameim l'man Hashem. L'man chami b'ayle. He should have just said l'man cha. He was addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El l'man Avraham shekaracha Adon. He was saying, answer me in the zchus of the guy who was the first one to call you Adon. And it was Avraham who was the first one to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. So, yeah. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and also, second statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Minayin Shein Maratzin Lo La'adam B'Shas Kaiso. Very important for this time of year. How do you know that you're not supposed to try to apologize to a person, calm a person down while he's angry? You wait till he has time to cool off a little bit before you ask for mechila. Shnara pana yelechu v'anichosilach. You have to let his face leave him, and then you appease him. You have to make his angry face go away first, and only once his angry face goes away, that's when you reach out to him to appease him. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, a third statement of Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Miyom Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Salama Lo Haya Adam Shehodo La Kodesh Baruch Hu Ad Shabbos Aleya V'Hodasa. No one gave Hoda'ah, thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the day of creation until Leia came along and gave Hoda'ah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hapam Oda Es Hashem. That now I am Oda Es Hashem. When did Leia say that? When she had Yehuda, Rashi points out, Lefisha Rasa Baruch HaKodesh Yaakov Mamit Shneim Asur Shvatim Velo Arba Noshim. She knew that Yaakov, she knew through Ruach HaKodesh Yaakov was going to have 12 Shvatim, and that he has four wives. Kivin Sheyolda Ben Revi'i Hodes Al Chel Kashal Yosim Min HaChesbon HaMagiyala. When she had a fourth son, she realized that she got more than the average, because if there are going to be four wives, 12 children, each one by right should have only three, and she got a fourth one. So that was cause for Hoda'ah. Now the Gemara is going to darshan names. But before that, the first main point over here is Avram was the first to call God Adon and Leah the first to be Moda. Avram was the first to call God Adon and Leah was the first to be Moda. Yeah, I have the same kasha as you. I don't know. Now the Gemara is going to darshan names. Reuven. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Leah, Ru'u ma bein b'ni leben chami. Why was Reuven called Reuven? Because Leah said, Ribbono Shalom, look at the difference between my son and my father-in-law's son. De'ilu ben chami, because who's Leah's father-in-law's son? Who's Leah's father-in-law's son? Esau. Look at the difference between my firstborn son and my father-in-law's firstborn son. De'ilu ben chami, my father-in-law's firstborn son, Esav, avagav demidaite zavnil b'chiruse, even though he willfully sold his firstborn rights. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk testifies, v'yimkar is b'charaso liyakov, he sold his b'chara to Yaakov. Chazu maksivve, look what it says about how his attitude was toward Yaakov after that mechira. It says, v'yisto Esav is Yaakov, ala bracha, etc. Tichsiv, v'yomar achikar shmo Yaakov, v'yakveni zep hamayim. Esav despised Yaakov, he resented Yaakov, he claimed that Yaakov tricked him, even though he willfully sold it. V'ilu b'ni, but look at my son, says Leah. My Reuven, avagav da'al korche shakle, Yosef l'b'chiru semine, even though Yosef took against his will, took the b'chara from him, d'chsev v'b'chalal yitzure aviv, nasan b'charasal b'nei Yosef, I feel it was against Reuven's will. Reuven wasn't volunteering to give it up. afilu hachi lo akane beis. Still, he doesn't get angry or jealous of Yosef. When it came time for Yosef's life to be at risk, who was it that goes out of his way to save him? It was Reuven who went to save Yosef instead of wanting to see Yosef's downfall like Esav wanted to see Yaakov's downfall. Look at the difference between these two firstborn children. The difficulty, of course, is that that's not really the reason Reuven is called Reuven. Right? The Chumash says a different reason, doesn't it? That Reuven was called Reuven? Tikr Shema Reuven ki Amra ki Ra'a Hashem Ba'ani. That's what the Chumash says. Ki Ra'a Hashem Ba'ani. Okay, it's a little difficult because I'll give a different reason than the Chumash gives for how Reuven got his name. So you have to assume that there are multiple meanings of a person's name. Rus, there's a medrash that when a parent names a child, they have a sense of Ruach HaKodesh in the naming of a child, that they have they're blessed with a certain insight in the naming of a child. We assume that we lack that Ruach HaKodesh and therefore we don't come up with our own creative names. We name after family members or Gedolei Yisrael or whoever. We use names that are already in use. Rus, my Rus, what's the name Rus? What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Shazachsav Yatsim Ben David, Sherivol Lakosh Baruch B'shirus Lishvachos. She had David descend from her, who serenaded God with all sorts of songs and praises. Minalan Dishma Garim, where do we find that names are meaningful? Amr Ablazav Damakra, Luchu Chazu Mephalos Hashem, Asher Sam Shamos Ba'aretz. Look at the work of God that He has put devastation in the land. Shamos, devastation. Atik Shamos Ella, Shamos. But don't read it as Shamos, but rather as names that God, that the names that a person has affects how the world runs. So, main point number two, names have significance, like Reuven and Rus. Names are meaningful. There's a question about how there could be a Tana Rabbi Yishmael. Generally, not let a name after Russia. So that's if Shma Garam, we assume that the name Yishmael, that's what some of the Rishonim say, was that that the original Yishmael was not evil because of his name, he was evil despite his name. It took a lot of effort to be evil, even though he had such a beautiful name of Yishmael. So there could be a Rabbi Yishmael. Others say no, it's because Yishmael did tshuva at the end of his life. So once he's a Baal tshuva, then he's even better than a tzaddik gomor. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Kasha tabrut tzura b'toch beis shaladim yosim v'melchanas gog u'magog. When there is infighting in a person's house, that is worse than the Melchanas Gog u'Magog. The Melchanas Gog u'Magog is only World War III. It's the last war. It's the worst war right before the times of Mashiach, described in Navi Yecheskel. And yet, when kids fight with each other, it drives parents crazier than Melchanas Gog u'Magog will. When there's fighting in a house, in a household, drives it's more difficult for a person to handle. Shnemar Mizma leDavid Varchum ben Avshalom beno. It says David sings a song as he's running away from Avshalom his son. Uksiv Basrei Hashem Mar Rabbi Tzarei Rabim Kamim Alai. V'ilu Gabim Melchamis Gog u'Magog. But in describing Melchamis Gog u'Magog, it says Lama Rugshu Goyim Uleumim Yagu Rik. V'ilu Mar Rabbi Tzarei Loksiv. When Avshalom is chasing him, it says Ma Rabu Tzarei. When he's describing Gog u'Magog, nah, not so bad. Not Ma Rabu Tzarei anymore. He's describing that it's bad, but not as bad. He doesn't say, it's just the tzaras are terrible, because it's more difficult to go through infighting in a family. So main point three: family strife is worse than Melchamas Gog u'Magog. The Farish in the art school Sukkis Machzor, the name of Shamshon Fall Hirsch, Gog and Magog. Magog is an expression of when you have a mem before a word, it means the idea of giving forward that notion. So Gog is a hashkafa of a roof, that there's like a roof on this world, a gag on this world, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separated from us. And Magog is the notion that ideology is being spread. That's Gog u'Magog, the spreading of the ideology at the end of days where God doesn't control the world. That's the Melchamas Gog u'Magog. Okay, Mizmar leDavid b'varchu b'nei Avshalom. It says Mizmar leDavid as he ran away from Avshalom b'no. Mizmar leDavid? Kino leDavid mi'bayalehi. So he's saying a Mizmar, a song? He should be saying Kino leDavid. Oh, okay.
So I'm Rabbi, good, and Kiddushin and Zekara. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Avi Shalom. Mashal, ma'adam adam, la'adam, she'atzal of shtar chov. It's like a person who has a shtar chov against him, meaning he owes somebody money. He has a shtar that says he owes somebody money. Kodim shaparoi atziv. Before he pays it up, he's sad because the anticipation is worse than the actual payment. The fact that he's got it hanging over him. La'achar shaparo sameach. After he pays it up, he's overjoyed. After Cain David, so too with David. Kivin Shem Lakosh Baruch Hu didn't make him like a Rami Beisecha Hayatzev. When David heard that Hashem cursed him, that he was going to have his punishment was going to be that evil was going to emanate from his house, he was sad. Amar Hashem Evid Omamzer with the Lochayis Alai. He said maybe the one that's going to rebel against me is going to be some sort of servant or some mamzer who doesn't have any rachmanis on me. Kivin the Chazad Avshalom Hu, when he saw that it was Avshalom was rebelling against him, Samach, he was happy. Mishum Hachi Amar Mizmer. So meaning it was the best way for that particular curse to play out was by having it be at least one of his children. A fifth statement of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rosh HaMinichai. Mutu liskaros b'rashoyim ba'olam hazeh. It is permissible for one to taunt wicked people in this world. Shenemar, Uzvei Torah yahalulu rasha v'shomrei Torah yizgaru bam. The Shomrei Torah can taunt the Ozvei Torah, those who abandon the Torah. Tanya Namiachi, Rabbi Tzai Rabbi Masan Omer, Mutl Liskaros B'Rashayim, Olam Hazeh. One may taunt Rashayim in this world. Shenemar, Ozvei Torah Halu Rasha V'Gomer. V'im Nachshach Adam Lomer V'Aksiv, Al Tischa B'Mereim, Al Tekane Bel Se'avla. And if someone was going to try to convince you otherwise, he was to say, you know, there's a pasuk that says, don't start up with the evil people. Don't mess with the people who do iniquity. And Marlo, you should tell him, Mi Shalibo Nokfo Omer Kane. Someone who's being swayed by his Yetzer Hara is telling you this. That is not the Pshat in the Pasuk. Ella, rather, the Pshat is Al Tischa B'Mereim Lios Kimraim. Al Tekane Bo Se'avla Lios Ke'ose Avla. It's telling you don't be like them. It's not telling you don't start up with them. V'Omer Ali Kani Limcha B'Chataim Ki Im B'Yeres Hashem Kaleyam. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that really so that it's okay to taunt Rishayim? If you see a Rasha that's enjoying a string of good luck, do not taunt him. Not only that, if you have a din against him, he's going to win. Not only that, he's going to see in your tzara. So it's going to be bad. Don't start up with the Rasha. So which is it? Are you supposed to start up with Russia or are you not supposed to start up with Russia? Says Marlo Kasha. Ha b'mili d'day, ha b'mili d'shamaya. It depends what kind of issue you're going to pick a fight about. If it's your own personal matter, so then don't start up with the Russia. But if it's a mili d'shamaya, it's something about l'shem shamayim, something about Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you start up with the Russia. V'ibayisema, second possible answer, hava b'mili d'shamaya. It's all about important shamayim matters. You got to pay attention to cues. You have to see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him a string of good luck. Now is not a good time to start up with him. But when it's Ein HaShemes HaChekes Lo, if he's not experiencing a string of particular good luck, then you can start up with him. V'ibay same a third answer. Hava b'rasha shasham is HaChekes Lo. Both are talking about a Rasha who is experiencing good luck. Below Kasha. Habit Sadik Gomor, Habit Sadik Sheno Gomor. It depends who you are. If you're at Sadik Gomor, then you can start up with the Russia. If you are not at Sadik Gomor, do not taunt the Russia. Second time we've had a distinction between Sadik Gomor and Sadik Sheno Gomor. What was the first time? This Masechta. Distinction between Sadik Gomor and Sadik Sheno Gomor. The Gemara had said. The Gemara said, why is it that there's sometimes a Tzadik V'Ralo, Tzadik V'Tovlo, sometimes there's a Rasha V'Ralo, Rasha V'Tovlo? So one of the possible answers was Tzadik Gomor, Tzadik V'Tovlo, Tzadik Sheinu Gomor, Tzadik V'Ralo. Anyway, Damar Avuna, Maidichsiv, Lama Tabit Bogdim Takrish, Bibila Rasha Tzadik Mimenu, V'chi Rasha Balea Tzadik? Does a Rasha really swallow up and consume a Tzadik? V'aksiv, Hashem lo yazvenu biyado. Pasuk says God will not leave him over in his hands. V'aksiv lo yuna l'tzadik alavan. That the Tzadik's not going to suffer. El Tzadik mimenu balea. Tzadik gomor ino balea. A Rasha may swallow up a Tzadik that is a greater Tzadik than him than the Rasha. But a real tzaddik, a tzaddik gamur, absolutely not. Or you could say that, no, you just can't start up with the Rasha when it's Shamas HaChekes Lo. So, main point number four, when can't you start up with Rashaim? A, when it's about a private matter. B, when he's Shamas HaChekes Lo, when he's having good luck. And C, when you are not at Tzadik Gamur. So three situations where you can't start up with the Rasha. If it's about Mila Didei, private matters. If it's Shabbos HaChekes Lo, he's going through a string of good luck. And if you are not a Tzadik Gamur. V'amar Rabbi Yochum Mishum Mishum Meichad. Kala Kaveh Makom Tzvah, so Oivav Noflim Tachtav. Anyone who's kaveh makom for his tefillah, his enemies will fall from under him. Shenemar, samachti makom, v'samti makom, la'ami yisol, n'tati v'shachin tachtav, v'lo yirgaz od, v'lo yisifu b'nei avla la'anoso kasher barishona. That the b'nei avla, these bad people, aren't going to persecute him like they used to. That's if you were samti makom, if you were kaveh makom for your tefillah. Ravuna Rami, Ravuna asked the stira, k'siv la'anoso, it says to afflict him, and it says to wipe him out. So, because it starts as an affliction, but ultimately wipes him out. That's what the Rasha looks to do. So, main point, anyone who's kaveh makom l'tefillah, his enemies will fall, and he will no longer be persecuted or annihilated. L'anoso is persecuted, l'chaloso is total annihilation. Seventh statement. Wow. More important to be mishamish Talmud Chacham than learning Torah. Shnemar, because the Pasuk says about Shimush Talmud Chacham, Po Navi Lasha, Po Elisha ben Shafat Asher Yatzak Mayim Al Yedei Eliyahu. Interesting, when we want to praise Elisha was a pretty accomplished Talmud Chacham, and yet we want to praise him. What do we say? He poured the water over the hands of Eliyahu. Lamed lo namar, Eliyatzak. Malamit shekadol shimushi yosu milimudi. You see from there that you praise a person by what's best about him. So we see that the Shimush Talmud Chacham is even greater than the learning. This comes up in a few other places in Shas as well, but often Shimush Talmud Chacham doesn't mean, over here it clearly means actual acts of physical service, pouring water on his hands. Often Shimush Talmud Chacham in Shas means learning Gemara. We have Mikra, Mishnah, and Shimush Talmud Chacham. So Shimush Talmud Chacham means to learn how a Talmud Chacham thinks, how to interpret the halachas of the Mishnah. Okay, why didn't you come to shul to daven? I was taking attendance. He says, I couldn't. At least you should have gotten a minion together to daven in your house. By the way, you see directly from there, that's a b'dieved, right? You go to shul to daven. If you couldn't, then next step would have been to gather a minion together. That would have been too much of a burden. So at the very least, what you should have done is, if you couldn't get a minion together, have someone come and tell you when the tzibur is up to Shemoneh Esrei so you could daven at the same time as them. Because even if you can't daven with a minion, you should at least daven at the same time as the tzibur. Why do you have to do that? Because you know the eighth statement of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Meichai. What does the Pasuk teach us? Amos I ace ratzon. When is an ace ratzon? Be shah shat sibur mispalin. If you're even davening at the time that the tzibur is davening, even if you're not davening with the tzibur, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Mehacha, Kom Hashem be ace ratzon in isicha. I'll answer your ace ratzon. Ravacha, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Mehacha, Hein kel kabir v'lo yimas, uksiv pado b'shalom nafshi mekarev li kibir rabim hayu imati. That if you are together with a rabim, so you're davening at the same time as the rabim, that's a good thing. That will cause the Kodesh Baruch Hu to answer the tefillos, so it is best to daven when the tzibur is davening. This is, we'll see in the next Amun Ches Amun Aleph, how if a person has a base Beis HaKnesses in his city, and he chooses to daven in a non-Beis HaKnesses room, that he is called an evil neighbor. When they asked Rav Shechter what he thought about house minyanim for like Friday nights and things like that, he said, it is an evil neighbor, because that's what the Gemara says, that one is called an evil neighbor, a shachein ra. Okay.